An American B-52 carrying four nuclear bombs crashed in Greenland, spreading 16 kilograms of plutonium and other highly toxic radioactive materials.
I'm sorry.
2,700 liters of tritium-contaminated water leaked into Lake Huron from the Douglas Point nuclear reactor.
I'm sorry.
A nuclear bomb fell out of a U.S. bomber and landed in the Carolina swamp. They haven't been able to find it.
So sorry.
Naval accidents have left at least 50 nuclear warheads and 9 nuclear reactors on the ocean floor.
So sorry.
A plumber at the Savannah River plant mistakenly connected an employee drinking water fountain to a well contaminated with trichloroethylene, a highly toxic carcinogenic solvent. The computer equipment that gives warning of nuclear attacks on the U.S. failed on an average of once every 35 minutes.
Please accept my apology.
2 reactors at the Darlington Nuclear Generating Station have gone critical. During an explosion and major fire, all 600 filters in the main stack at the Rocky Flats Nuclear Weapons Plant blew out and large emissions of plutonium occurred.
I'm sorry.
A plane carrying a 24 megaton bomb, i.e. 1,000 Nagasakis, crashed in North Carolina, and on impact, 5 of the 6 interlocking mechanisms failed. When one plane crashed into another on an icy runway, portions of 5 nuclear weapons burned, resulting in radioactive contamination.
So sorry.
There have been about 14 highway accidents per year involving trucks carrying radioactive materials.
Please accept.
A worker dropped a wrench socket that fell down a silo hitting a missile, causing an explosion that catapulted a 9-megaton hydrogen bomb into a field several hundred yards away.
I was such a fool.
The Pentagon fail-safe system failed 151 times in a recent 18-month period. The U.S. dropped 4 plutonium bombs on Spain by mistake.
So sad.